Hey, hey, everyone. We're here at episode 5 with Trevor and
Sherry
coming to you today talking about business growth and the three things that we did differently or we're doing differently this year that we didn't do last year that are guaranteed to help you get to the next level. Now, we're going to pick this up in a second as we turn on our Facebook Live so we can do two things at once. Hit that button. All right. So now that we're live on podcast, or not live, but live to tape, but live on Facebook, we kind of been seeing the same question again and again from people. And it is, what the heck are you guys doing that's keeping you so busy? We see you everywhere. When I run into cousins at family reunions and they go, dude, I'm seeing you everywhere. And these people aren't online.
Yeah.
We're either doing something right or we're bugging everyone, but I believe we're doing something right because the calls are coming in. And I know with yourself, you've experienced the same thing.
Yeah, a lot of people are asking, like, man, how are you only a year and a half in doing what you're doing? And so I've been kind of thinking about that lately because it's been a question I've been getting a lot this summer. And so we were talking about it just a few minutes ago and we're like, you know what, let's do a video, let's do a podcast about this topic because I think it can help everyone because we do a few things differently.
And you know what, that is leads us into the first thing that we do is we react very fast.
Yes.
We were talking about it, then it's stop talking about it, let's do a podcast.
Exactly.
So instead of talking about it and then going back to work, it's let's do a podcast, let's share. And while we're doing our podcast, which is right over here, we're also going on Facebook Live. So we're kind of hitting two birds with one stone. So,
twinsies. Oh, yeah. All right. So one of the things that we do, we are fast. And this kind of proves it. Like, you know, that was exactly, that sums up how we do our thing.
Yeah, here's an idea. Let's go with it. Yeah. And it's fail fast, fail forward. Similar to like a lean startup. It's if it's working, keep moving with it. And if it doesn't work, get rid of it. Find the next thing.
Yeah. The other thing we do, we don't have a lot of meetings. So we work together and we, something like, okay, when I used to work with other people, we'd have a meeting and it'd be like an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, talking about shades of blue, talking about all these little details that really don't matter.
Well, you caught in the corporate grind of meeting after meeting so that everybody can essentially be tasked to death with things that they do as soon as they get out of their meetings, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. So this way, we just, like, when we have to meet, we talk about it, but we save time. We talk a lot in the car.
Yep. We call each other on Facebook quite a bit, talk a lot, and answer a lot of questions. So.
But we're doing meetings, and we're talking once, maybe twice about it, and we're moving on. We're not talking about it seven times, and it's something I've actually have noticed in the last couple of weeks working with different people. I'm like, this is becoming redundant. You're wasting time, and we do not waste time. Like, we try and make the minute stretch to, like, 10 minutes because we are moving fast. And I think that really, really helps. Like, we do not waste time with meetings.
We're in and we're out and we're gone. And sometimes people want us to stick around longer. Trust me, I like to stick around longer. But we have another meeting booked up, so we've got to get to that. So so fast reactions and quick meetings are two of the things that, we've been doing quite a bit. And those kind of go together. Another one would be stop jailbirding the things that you do. I'm very much protective of everything that, or I was very much protective in everything that I do, because who would do it better than me, right?
Exactly.
But I'm really not good at a lot of things that I was holding on to, and that, so.
And you know what, not even that. You, like, say you do hold on to something, but someone else can do it, even if they do it, like, pretty much almost as well as you, but not quite as well, who cares? It gets done.
Yes.
And that kind of goes with the speed thing.
Yeah, again. So don't be afraid to stop hoarding all the work and start hiring your weakness.
Exactly. That's the other thing that's really opened up the doors in the last year. Yeah. We've been like, you know what? Why am I struggling with, say, graphic design when we can just hire someone to come in and do it for us? Or finances or anything.
And also, to go along with not trying to sell your weakness, referring somebody else. We used to try to help a lot of people with their emails because we're, you know, a web company and people would just assume you do websites, you must do emails, which is not true whatsoever. And we would have them come in, they'd sit here, and we would try to fake our way through it. We partnered up with somebody that loves doing emails and all that.
Yeah.
And IT. So we send him, send these people their way. They're in better hands. We can certainly fake it and get it done the right way. But once you get into things like, in our case, Office 365 and sharing at multiple levels, it's a different ballgame. So don't be afraid to share a name of a partner or a local business that you can refer your customer to. They're going to come back to you, your customer, for what you do very well. Mm-hmm. They're going to go to them for what you don't do well. So,
yeah.
So sell your strength, hire your weakness, and don't be afraid to say no if you don't do it.
Yeah. So many people just sit there struggling and they don't realize if we are spending like 5 hours a week on something that we're not good at, I'm going to say finances for me. I do not want to do any of that stuff.
Hate them.
Why would I struggle for 5 hours when my husband could just do it in half an hour or 1 hour, or my accountant can just boom, 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 done. I'm wasting time and I'm losing money when I'm spending it trying to figure out something I'm not good at, trying to do something I'm not passionate about. And then the other thing that people don't quite take into consideration, it zaps my energy. Doing stuff you hate, it doesn't feed me, it doesn't give me creativity, it zaps me and then I'm exhausted.
So lost opportunity.
Exactly.
Not only lost opportunity because you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, but lost opportunity because your energy level is down and you might not be feeling it and all that. So stay plugged in, stay in the zone, which means do what you love to do and let somebody else do the stuff you hate doing.
Yeah.
Trust me, you'll be liberated once you start doing that.
Yeah, and you make a lot more money because then you get to do what makes you money, your passion.
And then I'm going to say the last one would be kind of what we're doing right now is share often. Get your frequency up. If people don't know what you're doing, you could be the greatest idea or have the greatest idea, be the greatest business, be the greatest whatever. But if no one knows who you are, what you do, what you offer, what your services are,
it doesn't matter.
Then you're just the greatest unfound product or service. So get out there. Share as much as you can. Get your frequency up. We can't stress this enough. Not just on, we're doing the podcast right now. We're doing the Facebook Live right now, but not just on those, but, other social medias. Get your frequency up by going out to networking events.
Yeah, real life and digital.
Oh, absolutely. Online and offline.
Yeah.
They are coming together like this. So you have to be in both places at once. So make sure that you are getting out there and you're sharing, you're telling your successes. I mean, it was very hard for myself. Trust me, when I was Sherry's age, we weren't walking around with cameras in our face all the time. So it's not my first thought to do. So it's a trained thing and it's definitely a learned thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But the more you do it, the easier it becomes and the more, that you're building that muscle of wanting to do it.
So. Yeah, it's not a natural thing for me either. So, but I remember I was 6 months into my business about, and people were saying, we're just going to copy what you're doing. And I'm like, oh, don't copy what I'm doing. I'm not doing the right thing. And then that's the time when I was like, okay, no, I'm officially
going
to be doing this.
Yep.
Selfies. Before this, I didn't have selfies.
No.
That's weird. It was weird. It was really hard to get over. It's still really weird. And you just have to do it. So it's weird, but you do it.
Yeah, so get that frequency out there.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple other quick little rapid fire tips. Don't pay attention to people who unfollow, unfriend, and leave your newsletter. They weren't they weren't actively engaged anyways. And if they're leaving, they were never your customer.
You win some, you lose some.
Pay attention to those that stick around. Pay attention to those that are your rabid fans. Don't pay attention to, we get too caught up in this day and time of the number, 300, 1,000, 10,000, a million. It doesn't really matter. Pay attention to the one person that's watching right now, the one person that's in front of you right now, the one person that's listening right now, because that's the closest opportunity that you have to making a sale. So pay attention to that one. Don't get caught up in what the numbers are. Don't get frustrated if they're not as high as they always were. Talk as if every ounce of you is so engaged with that person, because it should be.
The other thing we do, we say yes to everyone. If someone wants a meeting, we are there.
Yep.
And you know,
fast some, meeting, but we're fast, there.
Yeah, and you know what? We can tell right probably within the first 15 minutes, if not even less, if it's going to be a good fit or whatever.
Yep.
And then we give them the time of day. We pay attention to what they're actually wanting. And if what they're really asking doesn't suit us, we kind of cut loose. We will suggest other people. And then a lot of times it's a good fit. But we don't say no when someone calls.
Yeah.
You know, we're not no people. We're yes people, and we figure it out as we go. And a lot of times, like, things I might have said no to, it became a good relationship, and vice versa. There's been times where we've said yes, and maybe we should have said no, and it's kind of bit us in the butt. So that's something we've learned, too. Just say yes to every meeting, because you never know what it's going to open up and who they're going to know.
Well, and speaking of saying yes to every meeting, and this will be on another podcast, but I wanted to share this with you. I've got a call from a potential new client. I'm pretty excited about it. And I said, how did you hear about us? And guess where they heard about us? We sponsor the villages every year, and I dance at the village. Did you ever go to the? Did you? Were you a village person?
Oh, I love the villages.
Did you dance?
I want to. No.
Oh, see,
I danced in the real country,
you
Portugal.
You would have danced actually, having drinks, dancing here at the villages. But we, so I spent probably 15 years in the villages. So we're always sponsoring them, and they said, "Hey, we saw your name at the villages."
Sweet.
Again, get the frequency. Get your name out there. Just say yes to things. Sponsor things. And you never know where they're going to, your next call is going to come out to. Say yes, showed up, fantastic meeting. We have a couple questions that they had that we brought the team together and said, hey, you know what, here's what they want to do, can we answer it? But yeah, so say yes to everything. Fail fast, fail forward. Hire your weakness, get your frequency up. What was the...
get out there.
Yeah, and then
just get out there.
Get the heck out there. So.
And yeah, and like the meeting, like you went, I didn't go. Why? Because was it necessary to have two people there? No, I was back here doing work.
Yeah, there's an old sales term called a four-legged sales call, which is two salespeople going in. Sometimes that works, and it works wonderfully.
A lot, yeah.
But there's times when it's like, you know what? We don't need four or six legs going in. You don't need the whole team going in, especially on those initial meetings. So, fail fast, fail forward, and let's see everybody out there just telling us how they can be. Oh, and give away stuff that you don't want to do.
Yeah.
Other people will do it better than you because they have the passion to do it better than you.
Yeah, so if you guys have any advice, let us know on the comments, and we'd love to hear what you guys do to get moving.
What are you doing in 2019 that is making it better than it was in 2018? Share below. Everybody wants to hear. And I think that's it for today. All right, guys. Have a great one. We'll see you soon.
Bye.